Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Christina Butts of NCBA joining us, talking cool in just a moment.
Do you own cattle? Then this is an important message for you. There's a website you need to memorize, GoBobPipe.com. It's full of important information that can save you time and help make you money. Did you know at GoBobPipe.com you can design your corral right there on your computer? Plus, get a list and a price on everything you need. At GoBobPipe.com, you can solve the mystery of pipe schedules and gauges and learn what kind of materials to use for your fence and your corrals. At GoBobPipe.com, you can spec out an overhead bin, a gooseneck trailer, and livestock shelters and get a price emailed to you. At GoBobPipe.com, you'll see pictures and videos of cattle equipment demonstrations, hay trailers that load and unload themselves, and money-saving hay feeders in action. GoBobPipe.com. It's not just a website. It's an asset to your cattle business.
Big topic of conversation here at the Summer Cattle Industry Conference in Denver. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Cattlemen's Beef Board, and the American National Cattlewomen, Country of Origin Labeling. And we're getting very close now to the end game when it comes to the appeals process for the World Trade Organization dispute between the U.S. and Canada and Mexico. Christina Butts of the NCBA's Washington, D.C. office says that they are anticipating, NCBA, anticipating that the U.S. is going to lose their last couple of appeals.
You're absolutely right. So the WTO, just last month, they actually gave a preliminary briefing to the three countries involved in the court case at the World Trade Organization, the United States, Canada, and Mexico. What we're being told is that in September, that will be made public. And then once that becomes public, we'll obviously know the decisions by the World Trade Organization and the lawsuit that Mexico and Canada filed against the United States. Over 100 members of Congress will be sending a letter to the USDA this week talking about their concerns and the need for our government to actually fix this and address coal moving forward. When you start looking at our top two of our top five export markets being Canada and Mexico, the last thing that cattle producers need is those two countries to retaliate. And I think it's important to know, too, it's not just going to be retaliation on the beef industry. So there's a whole bunch of industries that are impacted, from some on the grain side, on the produce side, on the fruit and vegetable side, as well as manufacturing goods in general. So there's a lot more talk going on in Washington right now from people outside of the Agriculture Committee looking at this in terms of a trade perspective, saying this is problematic. Trade is important. Trade brings home jobs, and if this country of origin labeling law has been in place is going to be detrimental on that front, then let's move forward and get it fixed. Obviously, September will be a very important time, knowing what that decision is, and then finding ways that we can move forward, maybe in a lame duck, maybe next year. I think a lot of that's going to be determined, obviously, by the election and what happens there, since we're in a midterm election season right now. But one thing that I can tell you is that here this week, just talking to about 600 of our producers that are here, is one of the top two things that every one of them is asking me: what can we do to help you to fix coal? What can we do to get this fixed? When are we going to know the WTO's decision?
And NCBA doesn't believe there's much of an option to fix this thing from a regulatory point of view.
From NCBA's perspective, we think the options for USDA are limited. We have always believed that it's going to take a congressional fix because of the way that the language was written in the 2008 Farm Bill. Obviously, that makes it a little bit of a different conversation talking about a legislative fix more than a regulatory fix. But I think once we know that WTO decision, we'll have a better assessment of which way that we can move forward in trying to get this fixed permanently.
Christina Butts of NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz from Denver. I'm Ron Hayes.